I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. First of all, the River Valley soccer team passed another hurdle in the tournament. They were 4-2 winners last night at River Valley High School against Adams Friendship in the sectional semifinal. And so with the win, the River Valley soccer team advances to play Regis McDonald in the sectional final tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at Oak Leaf Stadium in Altoona, hosted by the folks at Eau Claire Regis High School. So Regis McDonald, 4-0 with a win yesterday against Somerset, advances to play River Valley in the sectional final tomorrow and the right to go to the WIAA State Soccer Tournament. Elsewhere in sports from yesterday, the WIAA softball tournament continued at Goodman Diamond. Kenosha Bradford was a Division I quarterfinal winner, 4-0 over Cedarburg. Watertown beat Sun Prairie East, 8-3. Kaukauna advanced in the tournament with a 9-0 win over Hamilton. And Milton was a winner over New Richmond, 2-1. In Division IV semifinal action, Fall Creek was a winner, 12-0 over Coleman. And Cuba City got the win against Auburndale.
I am Michael Hernan here from WRCO at the Goodman Diamond here in Madison, Wisconsin. The final score for the Division IV semifinal, Cuba City wins over Auburndale by a score of 9-4. Cuba City out-hitted Auburndale 13-5, and Auburndale had 4 errors, and Cuba City had 2. Scoring, Auburndale would have 2 runs in the top of the first. Cuba City will answer back with 1 run themselves. In the bottom of the third, Cuba City will have themselves a big inning with 4 runs, following that in the fourth with 3 runs. In the sixth, Auburndale would bounce back. They score 2 runs, and then Cuba City in the bottom of the sixth would score 1, and that would be it for all the scoring as Cuba City would win 9-4. For the scoring for the Cuba City Cubans, Ella Vosberg had 2 1-RBI singles in the game with an RBI triple. Brooklyn Drossler had a 2 RBI single. Ayla Nolan had an RBI double, and Josie Cruiser with an RBI double, and Rachel Krause will have a 2 RBI infield single. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Cuba City advances to play Fall Creek in tomorrow's Division IV championship. And one game played last night in Division V of the state softball tournament, Oakfield, 7-0 over Thorpe. Today's games begin. In fact, they are going to get underway shortly with a game for Pacelli and Assumption, and then move on to Division III, where Mishicot and Laconia play, and Broadhead and Prescott later today. And the Division II tournament features Mosinee and Lake Mills this afternoon at 2:30, and New Berlin-Eisenhower and Waupun will play at 4:30. Hometown and baseball games from last night. It was a victory for Reedsburg as they pulled one off against Wisconsin Dells, 11-3. Sauk Prairie, 5-3 over Arena. Mesa Maney beat Dodgeville, 3-0. Tonight's home talent games, Ashton at Reedsburg, Middleton at Black Earth, and Plain visits Casanova. Casanova General Manager Nick Stittleberg talked about the start of the season for the Reds.
Our pitching and defense have made exponential leaps and bounds over last year so far. We got a lot of young kids coming in, which they're fresh out of high school, or some of them have been playing for a year or two in the league, but just transferred to our team. They're all helping us out quite a bit here, helping us out with the little things. And like I said, our pitching and defense have kind of been two of our struggles a bit in the last few years for us. But those things are looking a lot brighter for us now.
Do you have a mix of some Ithaca, Weston, Kaz area guys?
Pretty much our whole team, almost, other than a couple guys that we've had on the roster, are most primarily Weston and Ithaca kids now. We had a couple of Ithaca kids that have played a couple games for us now, Aaron Hipsch and Benji Clary. And then we have a couple other recent graduates. I think Micah Salisbury and Sammy Clary have shown interest in coming into play, but they haven't got a chance to get in the game yet with the high school and graduation and everything going on.
Plain manager Bob Jewell joined us to talk about how Plain has done thus far.
So far, we're being very competitive. We've on the Thursday night leagues, we've won our first contest against Dodgeville, lost our second contest against Reedsburg, and our first Sunday game we played last weekend, a very competitive game, ended up losing 4-3 in 11 innings at Cross Plains.
That's something. You went against a big team and held your own, it sounds like.
Yes, we've been able to do that over the years. Every year it seems like we get a little younger rather than older, and this year isn't any different. We've had some departures of key people over the lately, and we're trying to replace them. I guess one of the things this year is Richland Center's team is we've been the recipient of a few players from them since they're not playing in the league this year, and that's been a big boost for us. Otherwise, I don't know if Plain would even be having a team this year. Maybe a Thursday night team, but maybe couldn't do Thursday and Sundays.
Manager, Plain manager Bob Jewell. We'll have the action tonight, playing at Cazenovia, beginning with the pregame time in the 7 o'clock hour. First pitch time is slated for 7:30. An American Legion baseball season is underway. La Crescent Post 595 defeated Viroqua Legion 24-18U by a score of 7-5 last night. The Brewers try to get their offense going again with a weekend visit to the Motor City. Despite some relatively good pitching, Milwaukee was swept at Philadelphia earlier this week. That's because the bats were quiet. The Phillies managed just 7 runs in 3 games, but that was still better than the 2 runs the Brewers produced. Manager Pat Murphy hasn't announced a starting pitcher for tonight, but rookie right-hander Tobias Myers was just brought up from AAA Nashville. In the National League, Atlanta was a winner over Washington 5-2, Cincinnati 8-4 over the Cubs, Dodgers 11, Pittsburgh 7, Colorado 3-2 over St. Louis, Arizona beat San Diego 4-3. In the American League, Toronto 6, Baltimore 5, Kansas City 4-3 over Cleveland, Seattle 3, Oakland nothing, the Yankees 8, Minnesota 5, Boston 14-2 over the White Sox. Jaylen Brown scored 22 as Boston powered past the Mavericks 107-89 Thursday night in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Former Wisconsin Badger football coach Paul Christ is no longer connected to the Texas Longhorns football program. A UT spokesman informed the website Inside Texas of the change Wednesday night. Christ had served as a special assistant to head coach Steve Sarkisian on a 1-year deal, and Wisconsin had fired him during the 22 season. Reporters say Christ was recently spotted with 2 Texas assistants at a Green Bay Packers OTA, but Christ wasn't wearing Longhorn-branded gear at the time. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.